Now, just want to change tack for a moment at 26 past nine. How would you like to have this noise next to us? That's the sound of a helicopter, which begs the question, would you oppose a helipad right next to your house? Sorrento resident Josh Marks has started a petition to get his neighbour to stop building a helipad. He joins us on the line now. Good morning, Josh.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
Well, I'm good, but you're obviously not. So you live, what, permanently at Sorrento?
So the house in Ivanhoe Street belonged to my grandparents. They built it originally, and it's passed on through the family.
Yeah, okay. So do you live there permanently?
I don't live there permanently. Okay. I study in Melbourne, but it's a family house.
Okay, so this is near the beach, presumably?
Yeah, it's right close to, a couple of minutes away from Diamond Bay on the Mornington Peninsula National Park.
And who wants to put the helipad there?
We received a letter from a neighbour at number 31 by the name of Mr. Simon Picard.
Yeah. So a neighbour, yep.
And he basically just outlined, you know, his plans for the property, and part of those plans included a helipad.
Now, I'm just looking at the letter which was sent to you. It's written Dear Neighbour, so presumably he's written this to a number of people. He's saying that all the properties would need to consent to the landing pad, but he's only talking about four movements a month.
Yep.
Well, it's not a lot, is it?
Well, I mean, I guess that depends on your view. I mean, that would be once a weekend.
Yeah. Look, I can understand the inconvenience, but I'm just thinking, what's he offering to give you in return?
Nothing. He hasn't offered us anything, to be honest.
Right, there's a...
I take that back. He has offered to pay for some of the fence along the boundary of the properties.
Right, okay.
So that was his original offer. And then he basically said, I'll chip in for all the fence now. So, but I mean, we're concerned, Tony, that, you know, it won't be limited to four, you know, helicopter movements a month. And if he does sell the property further down the line, no one knows exactly, you know, whether or not a new buyer would be able to be bound by that promise to the other residents.
Well, you know, that's something that obviously you need to get drawn up, yourself and the other residents there. But, I mean, you know, to be completely frank, and I don't live near a helicopter pad, but I would have thought one landing and take off a weekend wasn't the end of the world. And I think, I mean, put it this way, where I'm living at the moment, or our house, there's renovations happening, I reckon, six houses down on the other side of the street, and they've got a jackhammer. I'm sure they're drilling to China. I mean, it is going on. It is going on, I'm not joking, about 12 hours a day, all right? And I just think to myself, well, you just got to put up with that. Do you know what I mean? So, I don't know. Are you making a mountain out of a molehill with this?
Look, you know, the critics will say that, and I totally understand that, you know, one may have a right to use one's private helicopter, but our main concern is that Mr. Pittard is a property developer, so we have no idea what's going to happen in the future.
Right.
And if it does turn into another Lindsay Fox, this could be, you know, a day-in, day-out operation, which the local residents just don't really want in their backyard, because the helipad would be, you know, a good 50 or 60 metres away from neighbouring properties, and it's right next to the National Park as well. So there are multiple concerns here, really.
So what he's saying is, in the letter, I must stress that in order for this to occur, all properties, 24 to 36, would need to consent to the landing pad and, more importantly, council grant the permit. So it would have seemed to me that if you say, I'm not consenting to it, then it ain't happening.
Yeah, I'd like to think it's that easy as well, but, I mean, it's up to council and also up to him, because he might wish to challenge that report, and then...
Yep.
You know, that would be very expensive for all of us.
Yeah, well, it sounds to me as though you've got a fight on your hands, and you're not going to give up easily. Geez, I'm just looking at the map there. It's in a great position.
Yeah, lovely block of land, isn't it?
Yeah, really nice. So, geez, you can thank your grandparents for investing in that one early in the piece.
Tony, if I could just quickly encourage any concerned listeners of yours to go to the petition. It's on change.org. If you just type in Sorrento in the search bar, it'll be one of the first results, and any concerned residents who are interested in this are more than welcome to voice their concerns about this.
Yeah, and I'm quite sure there's going to be a few. Josh, nice to talk to you.